USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Losing patience, President Trump is slamming upcoming investigations planned by U.S. House Democrats into him and into his family, saying at the White House yesterday,
"It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country."
And Trump says of the Democrat who heads the House Intelligence Committee, California's Adam Schiff,
"He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself."
The U.S. Senate Judiciary panel is to vote today on William Barr's nomination to be the next Attorney General. The Republican-led panel expected to send that nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne hospitalized today with complications from the flu. Rocker's Aerosmith will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame a week from today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
President Trump has nominated an undersecretary to the Treasury, David Malpass, to be the U.S. candidate to be the next head of the World Bank. Skeptics say they're afraid the nominee would look to reduce the World Bank's role. Malpass himself was talking about it last night.
"I'm happy to see us growing now, and the world sees it, that the U.S. is doing better. And so I think there's also a receptivity to the idea that if we have better programs, maybe we can grow faster. I think that's worth everyone trying to get together and find a way forward."
Malpass, who does have a history of criticizing the World Bank, appeared there on Trish Regan Prime Time. Denver teachers say they're going to go out on strike this upcoming Monday. The teachers looking for a boost in pay, among other things. Denver Public Schools saying it will still work to continue negotiations, as well as prepare to deal with the effects of the possible strike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
An international partnership will work on protecting the planet from a universal threat. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hoping to keep that from becoming the final theme song of our species, NASA is working with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system that would knock an asteroid off its course. They want to try it on a rock-dubbed Diddy Moon that is not actually threatening the Earth, but if an asteroid of the similar size were to hit the planet, it would cause some serious damage. The first part of the plan involves launching a special probe that's called DART at the rock in 2021. It would smash into the target in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA's Tim Berg reports things are getting crazy in Virginia.
Virginia now has two blackface political scandals engulfing the Democratic Party. Days after the governor admitted to donning blackface as part of a costume decades ago, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring admitted Wednesday that he, as a young man, also darkened his face. Herring is third in line for the governorship, and Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina believes this is not a party issue.
"It's interesting that for a long time people tried to pose this or prop this up as a Republican issue, and we're finding out today it's a human issue, and it's unfortunate that we're finding this out so late in the game, but it's obviously an important issue, and I hope that people figure out how to do the right thing as soon as possible."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.